From Deutsche Welle, this is Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Welcome once again to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderlow. Today's programme starts with the overture to a French opera. It's one of those melodies that you recognise as soon as you hear it, but can't quite place where it comes from. The composer's name was Adolphe Adam. In his day, Adam was a leading light on the Paris opera scene, and in 1852 had a roaring success with the opera Si j'étais roi, If I Were King. It's not hard to understand why it was so popular, as there are lots of show-stopping numbers for the singers and charming orchestral arrangements. Here's the overture. Dresden Staatskapelle, conducted by Hans Funk, with the overture to Adolf Adam's opera, If I Were King. Although it was indeed the music which made this opera so successful, the subject also has an eternal charm and fascination. Variations on the dream of going from rags to riches, from subservience to absolute power, have always made a good story. In Adam's fairy tale opera, the dream is fulfilled, but only for a day. The king allows a poor fisherman to rule, and by using his common sense, the fisherman is able to find solutions to all the king's problems. The evergreen fairy tale is no guarantee of success, though, when it comes to stage productions. The master craftsman Karl Millecker, for example, did not have the success he had dreamt of with his operetta Der arme Jonathan, Poor Jonathan. Premiered in 1890, the work was initially warmly received by the Viennese public, but this may have had more to do with Vienna's love of premier performances than the operetta's actual worth. The libretto left a great deal to be desired, and was probably responsible for the demise of Poor Jonathan after just a few months on the stage. Millecker's music was of its usual high standard, and attempts were made to salvage as much of it as possible. With the composer's permission, one particularly inventive military kapellmeister took the best melodies from Poor Jonathan and made them into a march. 3 weeks after the premiere of the operetta, the Jonathan March was presented to a delighted Viennese public. Performed by the Johann Strauss Orchestra under the direction of Jack Rothstein, the Jonathan March, a potpourri of favourite melodies from Millecker's operetta Der arme Jonathan. Millecker was very discouraged by the operetta's lack of success and decided to concentrate his energies on a favourite hobby. He was an enthusiastic collector of postcards. After Millecker's death, there were a number of attempts to rewrite Poor Jonathan, but none of them had lasting success. The composer Otto Nicolai had more luck with the libretto for his opera, The Merry Wives of Windsor. Not only did he have Shakespeare's wonderful comedy of the same name as inspiration, he also had the assistance of the exceptionally talented librettist Hermann Salomon Mosenthal. Strangely enough, the Vienna premiere seems to have fallen rather flat, but the premiere performance in Berlin in 1847 was quite the reverse. The Merry Wives were the toast of the town, and with them, the more than merry John Falstaff.
Als Büchlein klein an der Mutterbrust, hob heißer bei Regen und Wind, da war der Sekt schon meine Lust, denn der regnet jeglichen Tag. Komm, braune Hanne her, reich mir die Kanne her, der kühle Brand, trinken ist keine Schand, Bacchus trank auch, ja, Bacchus trank auch. Nun in Positur, haltet euch bereit, macht die Kehle weit. Eins, zwei und drei.
Der Kerl ist schon in. Tragt ihn hinaus! Anden noch eine Kanne. Und als ich vertreten die Kinder schuf, hob heißer bei Regen und Wind, da schlossen die Mädels sich vor mir zu, denn der regnet jeglichen Tag. Und ist die Tasche leer, und wird die Flasche leer, kommt raus. Glück ist ein stiller Gast, wir es beim Schoppe fast, führ es nach Haus. Ja, führt es nach. Mann, du singst ja falsch wie ein Rabe. In Positur. Haltet euch bereit.
Nein.
Macht die Kehlen weit.
Nein.
Eins, zwei und
drei.
From Otto Nicolai's most successful opera, The Merry Wives of Windsor, we heard Kurt Moll in the role of Falstaff, accompanied by the Berlin State Opera Choir, conducted by Bernhard Klee. As far as the consumption of beer is concerned, Falstaff was probably unbeatable. But his conviction that he was also irresistible to members of the opposite sex turned out to be his downfall and earned him nothing but mockery. In general, the path of the would-be seducer is not without its dangers. Even such specialists as Don Juan and Casanova didn't get away scot-free. But before we turn our attention to Don Juan, or as Mozart called him, Don Giovanni, let's hear a gentle serenade by the Polish-German composer Moritz Moszkowski. The brilliant pianist's elegant compositions are said to have won the heart of countless young ladies. Here's his famous Serenata, played by Christian Funke on the violin and Herbert Kaliga on the piano. Moritz Moszkowski's Serenata. And now back to Mozart's Don Giovanni. With a glass of champagne, he raises a toast to all seducible women and girls. His servant, Leporello, has kept a careful note of all his conquests so far. And in the song we'll hear now, the great lover considers the possibility of adding a few more names to the list.
Finta da vino, calda la chiesa, e della festa fare camerar, sento la piazza e qualche ragazza, devi fare quella, c'è il camerar, devi fare quella, c'è il camerar, c'è il camerar, c'è il camerar, senza trovarti in data da sera, chi il minuetto, chi la follia, chi la rimanda, farla valere, chi il minuetto, farla valere, chi la follia, farla valere, chi la rimanda, farla valere, entra tanto, balla tu tanto, colpa di quella nuova reggia, o amor reggia, o amor reggia.
Thomas Hampson in the role of Don Giovanni singing Finca dal Vino. He was accompanied by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt. Rounding off our list of romantic heroes and horrors, and bringing today's programme to a close, we now have the infamous Bluebeard. As you may remember, Bluebeard was not content just to seduce the ladies that took his fancy and marry them. He also murdered them. In the winter of 1865-1866, Jacques Offenbach made the grisly folktale into an operetta. And, as one might expect with Offenbach, he gave it a comic twist. All's well that ends well. And in the final scene, the murdered wives turn up alive and kicking. The failed murderer is then brought under control by his last wife. Here's the overture to Offenbach's light-hearted Bluebeard. The Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Neville Mariner, performed the overture to Offenbach's operetta, Bluebeard. And there, I'm afraid, we must take our leave of you. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders, the producer was Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer, Elisabeth Reusch. I'm Paul Bendereau saying thanks for being with us. Melody Time is a production of Deutsche Welle, Cologne.